When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Matt Perkins. Matt is the co-host of the Believe in Badgers podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to Wisconsin Badgers football. On the program, we discuss the Wisconsin game against Nebraska, head coach Paul Christ, and also we talk Wisconsin's current ranking in the college football playoff rankings, and so much more. Matt is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Your data has the power to do the extraordinary, but first you must integrate, trust, govern, and manage all of it. That's the Informatica Intelligent Data Management Cloud, the only platform dedicated to data management. Cloud first, data always. Learn more at informatica.com/radio.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic. Go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
El mundo ha oído hablar de Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes. Ya sabe, Gordon, el jefe. Pero escuché a uno de mis clientes llamarlo el maestro.
Sí, también escuché que lo conocen como el toro. Él no deja que la compañía de seguros se dé vueltas.
Bueno, también es conocido en la comunidad como el capitán, el tigre y el luchador.
Gordon tiene bastantes apodos, pero no importa cómo la gente lo llame. Él está aquí para luchar por ti y tu familia.
Llama a Gordon McKernan, abogados de accidentes, al 225-888-8888. Somos tu voz.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our comfort specialists can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1hourair.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic. Go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our comfort specialists can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1hourair.com. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our comfort specialist can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit onehourair.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our comfort specialist can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit onehourair.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county. At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our comfort specialist can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit onehourair.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Opportunity next season. I was glad to see the athletic director stand by as head coach. Third down and one. Nebraska with momentum. They stack the box and hand it off to Allen. And second effort. He gets the first down. Bounces off.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ABC Sports, and that was Dave Pasch on the call of the Wisconsin game, as Wisconsin would go on to beat Nebraska 35-28 on Saturday, November the 20th. And you heard him. That was Braylon Allen, the exciting freshman, making a big difference in that game. He would score 3 touchdowns in the contest. And to talk more about Wisconsin's victory over Nebraska, also Wisconsin's current ranking in the college football playoff, and so much more, we want to welcome a gentleman that is the co-host of the Believe in Badgers podcast. The podcast is dedicated to all things related to Wisconsin Badgers football. Matt Perkins. Matt, happy Thanksgiving and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ed. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, Matt, let's get right to it. What were your takeaways from Wisconsin's victory over Nebraska?
2 big things for me. The first of all is that I feel like the offensive line is really finally set in place and gelling. You saw the holes that they were able to open for Braylon Allen throughout the day, and they did an outstanding job of protecting Graham Mertz from, you know, beginning to end. And I think that with the more consistent play of the offensive line, they're not, you know, or at the beginning of the season, they were rotating in up to 9 guys with the first unit, and you saw no cohesiveness or anything like that. Now they're sticking with the same 5 guys the whole game. They're playing really well together, and that's allowing a much more dominant run game and a much more efficient passing game. On the flip side, you know, we saw Nebraska do to Wisconsin the same thing that Penn State did in the opening game of the season. They were able to hit some big passing plays over the top. We know that Wisconsin's defense is amazingly stout against the run, top run defense in all of college football. But they are still susceptible to the big pass play if their outside linebackers and defensive ends aren't able to get home quickly in the pass rush.
All right, and then let's stay with the offensive. Let's get to the offensive side of the ball for a moment. We're going to get to Braylon Allen in just one moment, but I want to talk about quarterback Graham Mertz. Graham, in this game against Nebraska, he completed 12 out of 18 passes for 145 yards, and he had a touchdown pass. And Graham took over as the starting quarterback for Wisconsin in the pandemic year last year, where he finished with 9 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Give me your thoughts, Matt, on Graham and his performance in the game against Nebraska and how he's played this season.
You know, when Graham is protected like any other quarterback, you know, when his offensive line is playing well in front of him, and he has time to stand tall in the pocket, he's as good as you know, anyone else in the country. He reminds me a lot, actually, of former Wisconsin quarterback Jim Sorgi, who, you know, with that same stature, same, you know, 6'4", 6'5", tall kid, a little bit lanky. But, you know, I think that a lot of people were placing the blame on him in the early season of, you know, when he was throwing a lot of interceptions. That was more on the offensive line. He had no time to throw. He had guys in his face. He was getting a lot of tip balls, guys hitting his arm as he was releasing the ball at the line of scrimmage. And it was, you know, I think that for Graham, when he has time in the pocket, he throws a really nice ball. And so I think that he's developed a lot this season, and his growth has come part and parcel with the growth of the offensive line and the run game. He has a big arm. Obviously, he is the highest-ranked quarterback prospect to ever come into the school, had a ton of expectations. And then that first game in 2020 against Illinois, he started, you know, 20 for 21 in his first career start and absolutely lit up the Illini. That set up expectations for him to be sky high. He got COVID, you know, struggled a little bit when he came back. And a lot of that, again, I think was due to offensive line play. He's going to go as the offensive line goes. When they give him time, he's going to be able to find his favorite target, Jake Ferguson, the big tight end, as well as Danny Davis, Kendrick Pryor, and Chimere Dike on the outside. And so if he has the ability to stay in rhythm, he throws a great ball, throws a very catchable ball, and he can be, I think, especially next season when he comes back, I think he really has the potential to be an all-Big Ten quarterback.
Speaking of the quarterback position, and you mentioned the Big Ten, I want to stay with the Big Ten just for a moment. There's some pretty good quarterbacks in the Big Ten. You've got Cade McNamara that is at Michigan. There's Peyton Thorne that's currently at Michigan State. Of course, C.J. Stroud is at Ohio State. And, you know, there's some pretty good quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Where does Graham Mertz, in your opinion, stand amongst those quarterbacks in the Big Ten?
Well, within the Big Ten, I think C.J. Stroud stands in a class alone. He is absolutely a cut above everyone else, not just because he has an arm talent, but because he's in an Ohio State system that we've seen over the past half decade or so. We've seen guys just absolutely explode. Justin Fields, Dwayne Haskins, guys like that put up absolutely massive numbers, but they have those ridiculous amount of talent at the wide receiver position. The trio at Ohio State of Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, and Jackson Smith and Jigba are probably the best trio in the entire country. I think if you're going to look at the second tier, you're going to look at those guys you mentioned, Thorne and McNamara. I throw in Talia Tagovailoa at Maryland. And I think Graham, when the offensive line is playing well, he's right in there with them. A guy before the season you probably mentioned with that group is Tanner Morgan up at Minnesota. He has struggled mightily. His numbers have actually gone down pretty much every year he's been a starter. And part of that is due to a big drop-off in talent at the receiver position, but also he just seems less confident every year. Adrian Martinez at Nebraska is the wild card. He's a guy who has really high upside, but is going to make a couple plays every game that's going to make the coaches shake their heads and, you know, put their heads in their hands, because he'll throw a duck, he'll throw something that is just, you know, absolutely not even close to receiver. And you saw that in the game against Wisconsin. You know, the two biggest players of the game are those two interceptions by safety Colin Wilder on passes that were just really bad by Martinez. And when he's healthy, you also got to look at Sean Clifford, the quarterback at Penn State. He's been really banged up this year, and they've been plagued by up and down offensive line play as well. But when he's healthy and he's getting good protection, he and Mertz are sort of, I think, that real second tier alongside McNamara and Martinez in terms of the biggest upside.
Yeah, people always talk about quarterbacks in the SEC, but in the SEC and, of course, the Big 12, but the Big 10 has just some great quarterbacks in that conference as well. And I want to move along now to the offensive line for Wisconsin. And, again, we'll get to Braylon Allen in a little bit, but this offensive line has been really good. And given Braylon and, as well as you mentioned, Graham, the time that they need to make plays. Just give me your thoughts on the offensive line and which offensive linemen, in your opinion, have made big strides this year.
Well, for me, the biggest revelation has been Joe Tippmann, the redshirt sophomore center. He has been the most consistent and most outstanding lineman of the whole group all season. He wasn't even supposed to be the starter, actually, coming into fall camp, but he beat out 2 years incumbent Caden Lyles to get that starting center position, and he's been outstanding. He and Graham Mertz have really good rapport. They're actually roommates in Madison, and you can see that they communicate really well. Right tackle Logan Bruss is sort of the stalwart of this group. He's a 3-year starter. Was at right tackle 2 years ago. Last year was bumped into right guard and is back out at right tackle again this year. I think Bruss and Tippmann are the two most consistently strong players. Tyler Beach at left tackle has really struggled at times this season with pass protection. He's a guy that is phenomenal in the run game. He is your classic Wisconsin road grader, but he really struggles with speed rushers around the edge. The two guards, redshirt freshman Jack Nelson, is a guy that the staff I know is really high on. He's struggled a little bit at times this year with the speed of the college game. And then you've got redshirt senior Josh Seltzer, former walk-on. He's been solid. He's been a little dinged up as well. They've had Michael Furtney in there playing left guard for a while. He was really strong when he played. And then the other guy, sort of I think the unsung hero of the offensive line, is Tanner Bordellini. He's lined up in almost every single position at times, either due to injuries. He's also played a lot of blocking tight end. He's a guy that the staff really loves. He's really athletic for an offensive lineman. Wasn't a very notable recruit in comparison to a lot of these guys on the offensive line who were, you know, 4-star guys, even a couple 5-star guys. They look like Logan Brown coming out of Michigan, who's the second string left tackle, or Nolan Rucci, the true freshman left tackle, who's one of the top recruits in the history of the program. Bordellini's a relatively unknown 2-star kid who has just absolutely blossomed in his second year on campus and is doing a little bit of everything. And the coaches, you know, they've had nothing but effusive praise for him throughout the season. So I think that, you know, Tippmann is going to be the rock for this unit for the next couple years. Seltzer, Bruss, and Beach are all going to graduate after this year. But Nelson and Tippmann are going to form a nice little interior core for the future for them. But I can't say enough good things about Tippmann. He's been an absolute revelation. And, you know, if it weren't for Tyler Linderbaum at Iowa, who is the best center in the country, one of the best centers we've ever seen in the college game, I think you're looking at Tippmann as a, you know, first-team All-Big Ten center.
All right, and we talked about the offensive line providing the pass protection. They've also opened up lanes for the running game. And we know Wisconsin has a history of great running backs, and they've landed a freshman phenom with Braylon Allen. In this game, Matt, Braylon in the win against Nebraska, he had 22 carries for 228 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, he was phenomenal in this game, and also credit to the offensive line as well. Give me your thoughts on Braylon and in his performance against Nebraska and his season in 2021.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, Braylon was probably the fifth-string running back for the first week. And between attrition because of injuries and the dismissal of Jalen Berger at the running back position, he has gotten his chance to shine, and he has stepped up even more so than most people imagine. I mean, when he was originally recruited out of Fond du Lac, he was expected to be, you know, maybe a big safety or a linebacker. Bring him in at the running back position. He hasn't played a ton of running back in his career, even in high school. But Coach Gary Brown really fought for him, the running backs coach, who's first-year coach on the year of the coaching staff. And he's been, you know, like I said, an absolute revelation. He is big. He is impossible to tackle if you're just one person. He runs so hard, and one of the most impressive things about him is that you can see his growth every week within the game. You can see how he starts seeing holes better. He's gotten more patient, and he never makes the same mistake twice, which is really impressive about him. One of the guys that he really reminds me of, I don't know if you remember John Clay, who played from 2008 to 2010 for the Badgers, who was the number one running back in the country in high school. When he was in high school, he was another big physical runner who had that second gear, though, who had that breakaway speed as well. John Clay is, you know, what was a great back for the Wisconsin Badgers. He was the 2009 Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year. I see a lot of John Clay in Braylon Allen, but I think Braylon has a higher ceiling. You know, he's, you know, as you mentioned before, he's 17 years old. I mean, that's sort of the running joke right now. How many times are the game announcers going to mention that he's 17? But he has, you know, as high a ceiling as, you know, anyone we've seen at Wisconsin. That's really saying something considering the history of the running back position for the Badgers between Jonathan Taylor, Melvin Gordon, Monty Ball, Ron Dayne, Anthony Davis, you know, Brent Moss, the list goes on.
You mentioned those running backs, and I know, again, as I stated earlier, Matt, that the University of Wisconsin has produced some fantastic running backs, those names you mentioned, like Monte Ball and Anthony Davis and, of course, Michael Bennett and Ron Dayne, and recently with Jonathan Taylor and, of course, Melvin Gordon. Where do you think that Braylon is going to take his place in terms of those in the history of those great Wisconsin running backs?
It's too early to tell. You know, on our podcast this week, we had John Clay come in to talk about, you know, his career and talk about Braylon a lot. And he talked about how, you know, one of the things that, you know, he sees for Braylon is that Braylon really has the desire to get better each and every week. And while he may not have the same high-end speed that Jonathan Taylor brought, Jonathan Taylor was a unique special back that I don't know if we're going to see again at the collegiate level. I think that, you know, it's cliche to say that the sky's the limit, but it really is for Braylon. I mean, he now has the school record for consecutive 100-yard games by a freshman. He broke Anthony Davis's record. And, you know, he's, you know, more than likely, if he continues on this trajectory, he's only going to be in Madison for 3 years because he'll be popping to the pros immediately after his junior season. But he has the, you know, he has the chance and the innate ability to end up, you know, in that pantheon, in that sort of Mount Rushmore of great Wisconsin backs. I mean, if you think right now, I think there's sort of three guys that stand above everyone else. Ron Dayne, obviously the greatest back in the history of the school. Jonathan Taylor and Melvin Gordon. But you could see him being right up there with some of those guys if he continues on the trajectory that he has. I think one of the things you're going to see from him in the offseason is really working on some of that high-end speed, doing a lot of speed work while continuing to, you know, build that impressive frame that he has, 6'2", 238 pounds, and just an absolute animal in the weight room. He is, if you follow him on Twitter, on Instagram, you can see his lifting videos, and he does some things that shouldn't be humanly possible, especially for a kid his age. I mean, he's squatting 615 pounds. It's almost unthinkable.
I've seen a couple of those videos, man. He's a genetic freak, I tell you that, Matt. And staying with just with Braylon for a moment, he is amongst those. He's amongst a group of talented running backs in the Big Ten. Kenneth Walker III in Michigan State. Blake Corum at the University of Michigan. Of course, Travion Henderson at Ohio State. Where does he rank amongst in terms of the running backs currently in the Big Ten?
Well, I think Kenneth Walker isn't just the best back in the Big Ten. He's the best back in the country right now. He's been an absolute revelation for the Spartans coming over from Wake Forest in the transfer portal. In that next group, you mentioned Blake Corum. You don't want to forget about Hassan Haskins, his teammate at Michigan. That 1-2 punch is phenomenal. Travion Henderson is another true freshman. Him and Allen are the best true freshman running backs in the country, maybe the two best true freshmen at any position in the country, alongside the quarterback Caleb Williams out of Oklahoma. But I think Braylon is in – I would put Braylon right now probably number three behind Walker and Henderson. Henderson has elite level speed and is such a threat in the passing game. We've seen him take multiple screens, more than 50 yards to the house. He is a guy who was, you know, obviously really highly recruited, one of the top running backs in high school last year. And he's been, you know, I think he's been as advertised for the Buckeyes. He makes that, you know, that offense even scarier, especially teaming up with Mayan Williams in the backfield for them. They've got a nice little 1-2 punch, and they've got the veteran Master Teague with them there as well. But I think right now you can, you know, make a pretty strong case, especially with the injuries to guys like Mo Ibrahim up at Minnesota, that, you know, Braylon Allen is, you know, probably the third, at worst, fourth best back in the conference already.
All right, and then, again, well, one more thing about Braylon. Where does he stand in the Heisman race when it's all said and done?
I don't think that he's going to have enough carries that, you know, he didn't, you know, he really only got his first start 3 weeks ago after the injury to Ches Malusi, who, you know, who was a starter from the beginning of the season. He has 7 consecutive 100-yard games right now, but he's not going to have the raw numbers of someone like a Walker or even someone like a Henderson out of Ohio State. I mean, if he finishes strong, you know, has another 200-yard performance against Minnesota in a win, and then if somehow, you know, Wisconsin, then, you know, if they beat Minnesota, they're going to the Big Ten title game. They'll play Ohio State more than likely, unless Michigan pulls off the big upset this weekend, which I highly doubt considering the way that Ohio State is playing. I think that, you know, he would have to single-handedly beat Ohio State for him to even land in the top 10. He didn't have enough touches at the beginning of the season. I think right now he's sitting at, around 13th in the country in rushing yards per game, which is because he didn't even play in the opener against Penn State, had very few touches against Eastern Michigan and against Notre Dame. But, you know, as he continues to, you know, put on the numbers, you know, there is a very, very outside shot that he finishes, you know, 9th or 10th. But I don't think he got enough touches early on in the season to rack up the big statistical numbers that he would have needed to really be in the race. Next year, however, he's definitely going to be one of the preseason favorites.
All right, fair enough. And I want to move along now to the other side of the ball, and that's defense. Jim Leonard. Jim Leonard is the defensive coordinator and the safeties coach. And overall this year, Matt, Wisconsin's defense has been pretty good this year. Do you give how important has Coach Leonard's presence been on the defensive side, considering that Leonard is an alumnus of Wisconsin?
I mean, he's meant everything. He's, you know, he's considered one of the best defensive coaches in the country for a reason. He turned down the Green Bay Packers job to stay at his alma mater, University of Wisconsin. And I think that, you know, he's also shown that he is just a very creative play caller. The, you know, what he does with some of the exotic blitzes that he brings, the different fronts. We see a lot of them playing like a 2-4-5 with two down linemen, four linebackers, five defensive backs, whether that's sort of a nickelback or a third safety. He does a phenomenal job of getting guys in the best position to maximize their skill sets and to be able to, you know, make the most out of they have. They don't have, you know, all 4 and 5 stars like in Alabama, like in Georgia, like in Ohio State. But the reason that their defense is as good as those schools is because Jim Leonard is, you know, one of the best defensive minds in all of college football. I don't think you can say enough good things about him. And, you know, one of the things that I mentioned about Braylon Allen earlier was that he never makes the same mistake twice. Jim Leonard almost never makes the same mistake twice when it comes to, you know, calling plays, calling defensive alignments and things like that. He has been, ever since he took over, he's always been sort of a savant when it comes to, you know, understanding defensive schemes. And he has, you know, taken that all the way from his playing days. I mean, look at him. He was a 5'8", 170, 180-pound walk-on from Tony, Wisconsin, turns himself into a 3-time All-American, has a 10-year NFL career despite having, you know, serious physical limitations, and that's because he is one of the smartest players to ever come through the doors of Camp Randall Stadium, and he's translated that into becoming just an absolutely precocious and just brilliant defensive mind. He is unique. He learned from he learned behind Justin Wilcox, who was the defensive coordinator at Wisconsin, who ended up taking the job at Cal. And you know, a lot of people thought that it was a little bit too, you know, maybe a little too early in his career. He'd only been coaching for 1 year when he got bumped up to defensive coordinator, but they have proven that that was absolutely the right hire. So, you know, I can't say enough positive things about Jim Leonard and the energy and excitement he brings to the defense.
Yeah, it's made a world of difference, especially this season with Jim doing his thing with the Badgers defense. And I want to move along now to, to the head coach of the Badgers. He's been the head coach since 2015, and that's Paul Chryst. In his first year with the Badgers, they won the Holiday Bowl. In 2016, they would win the Cotton Bowl, followed by 2017 winning the Orange Bowl, and in 2018, they would win the Pinstripe Bowl. In 2019, they would lose a tough one in the Rose Bowl, and then last year in the pandemic year, they would win the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Give me your thoughts on Coach Chryst and his season this year.
Well, obviously, you know, when the team started 1-3, there was a lot of consternation amongst fans about what exactly was wrong with the team. Why wasn't the offensive line performing well? Was the play calling too vanilla? And one of the things about Paul Chryst is that he is about as calm as anyone you are going to meet. He's not someone who has a lot of bluster. He's not someone who is going to be very reactionary. And I think that that was kind of what this team needed. They didn't need someone who was going to be all bombastic about their performance. He is a classic realist, and he does an amazing job of just keeping a level head. And they've won 7 games in a row right now heading into the Minnesota game. And that's because I think that he's just been able to, you know, keep everyone on track, keep expectations where they need to be. And, you know, you look at his record at Wisconsin. I mean, he's 64-22 at Wisconsin, 43-15 in Big Ten play. That's phenomenal. I mean, since he came to Wisconsin in 2015, they have been a top 10 program in the country in terms of winning percentage. And I he's never finished last year in the pandemic year. He finished 3rd in the West. But besides that, I mean, they finished tied for second, first, tied for second, and first in the first 5 years. And, you know, if they beat Minnesota this weekend, they're going to win the West again and go to the Big Ten title game for the 4th time in 8 seasons under Paul Chryst, or 7 seasons, I should say, under Paul Chryst.
Yeah, I mean, Paul has racked up so many achievements in such a short amount of time in Madison. And I want to stay with Coach Chryst just for a moment. You've mentioned about having Coach Chryst being laid back and not being bombastic of sorts, but that's a far comparison to the other coaches in the Big Ten, such as Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, Mel Tucker at Michigan State, Ryan Day at Ohio State, James Franklin at Penn State, and you've got Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. Where does Coach Chryst rank among the head coaches, not just in the Big Ten, but in all of college football?
I'd say in the Big Ten, he is probably top. You know, I think the consensus would be that Ryan Day is the best coach in the Big Ten, and, you know, the record plays that out. I think after that, you're looking at Coach Chryst and Coach Franklin and Coach Ferentz is sort of all on that sort of second tier, and it sort of depends on what do you value in a coach. Do you value someone who is an amazing recruiter? If that's the case, you're going to say Franklin is probably the second best coach. Do you value someone who is all about player development? Well, then you actually, you know, you might want to look down to Coach Fitzgerald at Northwestern and what he's been able to do. But if you value, you know, the consistent winning, you know, you're not going to do much better than Coach Chryst. He's absolutely a top 20 coach in the country. I think you can make a pretty strong case that he's in the top 15, borderline top 10. I know my good friend Mike Farrell over at Rivals.com earlier this year released his top 20 coaches in the nation. And I think that he had Coach Chryst around 16. He had Chryst, Franklin, and Ferentz all right at the Scene 17 range, and I'm pretty inclined to agree with him. You know, he's been around the block even longer than I have, so I'm going to defer to my good friend Mike Farrell, also known as the Rivals Godfather over there at Rivals.com.
All right, fair enough. And I want to get now to Wisconsin's current ranking in the college football playoff rankings. At the moment, they are ranked number 14. Just, I want to ask you, Matt, are you satisfied with Wisconsin's current ranking in the college football playoff rankings?
Absolutely. I think that the I could see for the teams that are behind them, the only team the teams that I could see ranked ahead of them are Pittsburgh and Wake Forest. But I think Wisconsin has a couple more, or probably has the most impressive win out of all those teams, because they have beaten Iowa, who is ranked 16th in the current poll. You know, Wisconsin's the highest ranked three loss team, and I think their benefit is that their three losses came in the first four games of the season, and their losses are to the current number six team in the country, which is Notre Dame. They lost to the current number five team in the country, Michigan, and a Penn State team that has been absolutely decimated by injuries in the second half of the season and has fallen off, but still has played valiantly every week. I have no real qualms. I guess BYU at 13 is the only one I would really question. They don't have I think their biggest win on the year is going to have been Arizona State. Arizona State's a fine school, but I don't think they're in the same class as someone like in Iowa. Wisconsin beat pretty handily, you know, but I would imagine that, you know, after this weekend, we're going to see a couple more teams fall. We've got the big matchup, Bedlam in the Big 12 between Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. The winner of that is going to jump up a fair bit. We've got, obviously, Michigan and Ohio State, the marquee matchup of the weekend. Obviously one that everyone is going to be tuning into. Ohio State's a big favorite in that, though, for a reason. I think Ohio State might be the scariest team in the country right now, just because their offense is putting up 50 points a game like it's absolutely nothing. You know, we saw Ole Miss beat Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl last night. So, you know, I think that there is, you know, there's a chance that if Michigan State loses to Penn State this weekend, if Oregon goes down in the Civil War, and if Oklahoma drops Bedlam, we could see Wisconsin move up into the top 10 with a dominant win against Minnesota. But that would be, you know, that would be pretty staggering if that were to happen.
All right, fair enough. And you heard it from, he's Matt Perkins. He's the co-host of the Believe in Badgers podcast dedicated to the Wisconsin Badgers football. Thank you so much, Matt, once again, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what Believe in Badgers is all about.
Yeah, so, thanks for plugging the show. So Believe in Badgers, we're a twice-weekly podcast. It's myself and former Badgers fullback, captain of the 2005 Badgers team, Matt Bernstein, a.k.a. the Hebrew Hammer. You know, in my mind, I'm a little bit biased, obviously the greatest fullback to ever play for the Wisconsin Badgers, at least since Alan Ameche. But Maddie and I do two shows a week. We do what we call our Monday morning fullback recap episode, where we break down the game from the weekend. And then later on in the week, pretty much every Thursday, because of Thanksgiving released on Friday this week, interview with, you know, former Badger greats. We've had some great interviews recently. We had John Clay on this week, but we've had Monty Ball, Lee Evans, Anthony Davis, you know, a bunch of guys on the show recently that, you know, we just talk about their Badger careers and, you know, what they experienced, why they chose Wisconsin, some of their favorite memories, and their thoughts on the current team. We've got some really big stuff planned for the off season too, that we're really excited about. We're going to be collaborating with we can't say publicly yet. We've got some really big collaborations in the work that we're excited about. You can check us out anywhere you find podcasts. That's Believe in Badgers, B-L-E-A-V, in Badger football. We've got on Twitter and on Instagram, we're Believe in Badgers. That's B-L-E-A-V, in Badgers. Come check us out. Drop us a DM, you know, listen to the show, subscribe, rate, review. Obviously, we would love to have you guys come on in. You know, we take audience questions all the time. So, you know, we try to be really interactive with the people. We love to just, you know, help support those who support the Badgers as well.
Awesome, awesome. And before I let you go, Matt, I want to ask you, there's so many great college football towns out there. There's Baton Rouge, there's Tuscaloosa, there's Eugene, Oregon. There's also Ann Arbor, Michigan, East Lansing, Michigan, Lincoln, Nebraska. And I want to know what makes, in your opinion, what makes Madison, Wisconsin such a great college football town?
I mean, we could do an entire show just on what makes Madison special. But there is – so one of the beautiful things about Madison, there is one Division I college football program in the state of Wisconsin, and that's the Badgers. So you have the energy and passion of an entire state behind you. On Badgers game day, there is – you know, there is nowhere else you want to be on a beautiful fall day. You've got – you know, you can walk all the way down from State Street to the stadium. You can be on Regent Street, wherever you want to be. And there is just a special atmosphere there that is unlike anywhere else I've ever been. I mean, I've been to dozens and dozens of college football towns across the country, and there's a lot of great ones, a lot of great traditions. Outside of Madison, my favorite one personally is Oxford, Mississippi for Ole Miss. I think that is another really special place. I also really love Athens, Georgia. But Madison is special because you get this combination of just everyone in this sea of red and white, and everyone is friendly. You get the smell of brats in the air, a great atmosphere. There's so many great places to go and just be in Madison on a game day, whether it's tailgating in a parking lot, going to your favorite, going to your favorite bar or eatery before and after the game. And there is a feeling that is indescribable there in Madison that just makes everything so special. And everyone in the entire state is there rooting for Wisconsin, cheering on the Badgers, and just has a passion for the team that is felt no matter where you are in the state of Wisconsin.
All right, and I want to ask you, you know, Matt, tailgating is a big part of college football. I want to ask you, what items are served at a tailgate at Wisconsin?
I mean, first and foremost, it's bratwurst. I mean, bratwurst and Wisconsin go hand in hand. You can't, you can't have a Badger tailgate without bratwurst. That is the most important thing. Obviously, if you're in Wisconsin, some deep-fried cheese curds are definitely going to be where it's at. I'm not paid to say this, but Dottie Dumplings Dowry is my favorite. They make the best cheese curds in the entire world, and you can't tell me otherwise. A great little restaurant in Madison. Over on the east side of campus, you can also go, pretty much anywhere is going to serve cheese curds. But it really comes down to the bratwurst, the cheese curds. You'll see, the traditional ribs and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's about the brats, it's about the cheese curds, and it's about the Wisconsin beer. I mean, a Spotted Cow from New Glarus Brewery in Wisconsin is, I can't think of a much better meal to take in before you head into Camp Randall Stadium.
Definitely a Midwestern feel. You got to love Wisconsin and, of course, Madison at that rate and tailgating in the Badger State. Well, Matt, thanks again so much for being on the program. One more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Believe in Badgers. And any websites that you have, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, so you can find the show at Believe in Badgers. It's BLEAV in Badgers on both Twitter and on Instagram. We're especially active on Instagram. I make a bunch of graphics there too. I love doing graphic design. It's what I do for my other job. So I love building and doing graphics and things like that. My personal Twitter is @_Perko_. I'm tweeting there every so often, especially during Badger games. And, you can check out the show literally anywhere you find podcasts. Believe in Badger Football, BLEAV in Badger Football. I also do a general sort of big picture college football podcast called Illegal Motion. Both of those, like I said, Believe in Badger Football and Illegal Motion can be found anywhere you get your podcast, and you can also go to Believe.com and search for either Illegal Motion or Believe in Badger Football, and you can find us there if you want to just play it straight from the website. But we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts. You know, if you get podcasts there, you can find Believe in Badger Football.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Matt Perkins, the co-host of the Believe in Badgers podcast, giving you all of the information and the content that you need related to the University of Wisconsin Badgers football. Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Again, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and if ever you want to come back on the program, feel free to let us know.
You know, thanks so much for having me. Always, always a pleasure. You know, you let me know. I'm always game to talk with you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone out there and on Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Opportunity next season. I was glad to see the athletic director stand by as head coach. Third down and one. Nebraska with momentum. They stack the box and hand it off to Allen. And second effort, he gets the first down.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to Louisiana. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TUNEIN. Sign up right now to get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code TUNEIN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hey, sports fans, we all miss the cheers, and the touchdown. The excitement of a last-second field goal to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles is now open. You heard right. Sports betting is now open at the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles. So if you're ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting brings, get to the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles to place your bet. Must be 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Hey, sports fans, we all miss the cheers, and the touchdown. The excitement of a last-second field goal to get the heart pumping. Football season's finally here, and the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles is now open. You heard right. Sports betting is now open at the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles. So if you're ready for all the fast-paced action that sports betting brings, get to the sports book at LaBerge Lake Charles to place your bet. Must be 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a 5-minute proposition.
I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Matt Perkins, the co-host of the Believe in Badgers podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to Wisconsin Badgers football. Thanks to him for giving us insights on what's currently going on with the Badgers and their program. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script, and again, happy Thanksgiving.